Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
It is the 3 o'clock hour, and it's not going to be wiggity, 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 whack. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun, fellas. We're at the Ameren Bank Arena. And Josh Appel is joining us this hour. We enjoy talking hockey with him. He's also an NFL broadcaster nationally for Sports USA. He's going to be on the call Sunday for the Chargers and the Jags. And we found out yesterday Ronde Gadsden II had a full practice.
Oh, good.
Yesterday.
Very good.
So hopefully he will be active because he was day-to-day. The Panthers and the Ameren Bank Arena have been kind enough to bring over, if you're watching on the YouTube stream, you can see Crowder and Solana eating, and you might even see Tree eating in the background. They brought us a ton of food. Now, we did go to McDonald's before the show started, and we all had McRibs. Today was our McRib meetup. That also doubles as your holiday gift this year.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Where's my holiday gift?
I'm bringing it back for you, Jimmy. I have it in the trunk. I brought one half of a McRib that I couldn't finish.
I'll pass.
But we got here, and during the commercial break, the arena has brought us some of the new food offerings here. And I have to tell you, if you're coming to the Panthers game tonight, now what are you eating there, Crowder? Is that the sausage sandwich with mozzarella on it?
Yes, Italian sausage, but it's a smash burger with the Italian sausage meat, mozzarella, the real mozzarella on top, peppers and onions. Oh my goodness, it's delicious.
Is that what you're holding up there? Is that what you're holding up there, Solana? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, I killed. It comes with like two. I'm not kidding. This is a monster.
It's a huge sandwich. Yeah,
a monster sandwich. I ate half of it already. Delicious.
I put on my Instagram, and it's funny because my two Instagram stories are just us eating McRibs and then us eating stadium food. And I hesitate to even call this stadium food because it seems better than that.
The bread looks amazing.
The bread's amazing. But at my Instagram, which is Radio Mark Hockman, the chef here at the arena explained the dishes better than we could. But I can tell you from my friend here at the Panthers, the Panthers now source all beef for burgers from Palm Cattle Ranch, a local veteran-owned and operated beef ranch in Florida. The Palm Cattle Company was founded on an old Florida cattle ranch in the Big Bend region of Florida with a team of ranchers, farmers, delivery drivers, butchers, and chefs to ensure high-quality beef for Ameren Bank Arena patrons. In fact, I think the chef was telling us that they get a fresh delivery several times a week. Yeah. So fans can start purchasing these premium beef burgers at any Coca-Cola concession stand, and the Italian sausage smash burger is available on the club level. So
burger's way better than McDonald's.
I have to tell you, these really are fantastic. Now, the fact also that they have Coca-Cola concession stands, I just want to give everybody an update because I've been railing against the vending machines at the radio station for the last couple of days. They're not getting serviced. And so I was out of Coke Zero, and then I was out of Diet Coke, which I don't even like. And that was it. Like, I was going to be down to Pepsi products, and I got a text from Jay Figg at the beginning of the show. They're servicing the vending machines right now. They will be fully stocked with Coca-Cola products when we return.
Using your platform to make a difference in the world.
Right? That's what I'm doing with the McRib, by the way. Because guess who has decided to jump into the world of McRib eating?
Somebody overweight.
No. Somebody who's not overweight, who does not eat fast food.
Cuño.
No, but Cuño did have churros y chocolate in Spain.
There's no way Cuño's even having a single bite. Like
he had a McRib for us, though.
Giselle.
Giselle Espinales.
Yes, we just talked about it.
Will Manso was on with us, and I said, will you and Giselle be enjoying a McRib during McRib season? And he said, Giselle will not eat fast food. And she tweeted last night, I guess I'm going to end up having my first McRib.
Well, you have me to thank. Because yesterday, while everybody gathers in the...
She has you to thank, because this is going to change her life for the better. Mm-mm.
Correct, but our show has me to thank, because yesterday, while everybody gathers, all the media gathers in the press room to hear the head coach, Eric Spoelstra, I was there for one reason. I was there to talk with Giselle Espinales, get her while she wasn't next to Will, so that I could explain to her why she needed to have the McRib live on this show, and... It took me a couple minutes,
yeah,
but I think I cracked her, and she tweeted, I'm in.
Yep, and I even texted her this morning that we were having our McRib meetup, and I said, hey, do you want to join us? And she responded with, hey, you know you have a restraining order against me, and so I'm not coming. But beyond that, she was busy. She was in the studio today. But I said, hey, maybe we'll do it live on the air on a stream. So, but you talked about changing the world, like... I've used my platform to get the vending machine serviced at the radio station. I'm changing the world one person at a time by turning them onto the McRib, which is one of life's great delights. And it's only around. It's like seeing the Aurora Borealis. The Aurora Borealis.
Nori, nori,
it's
nori.
It's not there all the time. But when it is, you got to look. I'm talking about the Aurora Borealis.
So change is good. Good or bad is change, though.
Well, yes, but this happens to be good change. This is good change.
It really is.
This is good change.
So to encourage somebody to eat that polio cardboard is good change.
I don't know if I would say that. I'm not certain that's the attributes we want to give.
The barbecue sauce is delicious.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Would you like to know, by the way, C.J. Stroud officially out for this weekend. I think everyone thought it was going to be Davis Mills, but it will be officially. Here are some of the Miami Dolphins props for Sunday morning. And Rob Pizzola is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Dolphins are still 2.5-point favorites. Okay.
That's it?
And I gave you – it feels low, doesn't it?
This team has lost 4 straight games by 20 or more points. Commanders.
Right. So what is it just because I've called the Dolphins schizophrenic all season?
Yeah.
Is it because the Dolphins are just a schizophrenic team and so you could never give them a major line as them as favorites?
Maybe it's that. Maybe it's that the Commanders offense can still move the ball a bit with Mariota, but they give up so many points that they put up 24 against Detroit on Sunday and they lost by 20 points.
Yeah.
Like that defense can't stop anybody. So I wonder if it's just Dolphins schizophrenia and also overseas game.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Riley Patterson over 1.5 made field goals, Solana, minus 115.
I bet it. Minus 115?
Yes, that's low, right? Because hasn't it been like minus 150, minus 175?
No, it's been plus.
It has?
When I hit it 2 weeks in a row at plus 100. Last week I didn't hit it. It was at plus 115.
Oh, it's minus 115.
Ooh.
What?
People are onto it.
The 2.5 might be because it's moist over there. It's a slow track.
Maybe I'm not even joking. Maybe if Washington is as bad as Appel keeps saying defensively.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
If the Dolphins get out to a one or two touchdown lead, they just start running the ball a lot, ends up being a low scoring game. Washington's able to get a touchdown here or there, and it just kind of keeps it close.
But maybe. Like, so they got the hell beat out of them by the Lions.
Well,
they,
four games in a row. But
they did score 24 points against the Lions, who are very good defense. So Mariota can get some points on the board. I'm going to break it to y'all. The Dolphins aren't scoring 40. They're not the Lions. So the Dolphins scored 20s in the 20s, and the Commanders can get in the 20s. Somewhere close.
Maybe.
You expect them to win by three touchdowns?
I mean, the last
honestly,
two wins the Dolphins had, they scored 30-plus.
Listening to him talk about Washington, and you've called their games before this season,
I just had them on Sunday.
I mean, listening to him talk about Washington, I mean, the Dolphins' offense, even without Tyreek Hill, is not anemic. And Devon Achane is, I mean, he is a game-changing back. Like, I feel like it could be a double-digit win.
The only drive that the Lions did not score on, a touchdown or a field goal last week, was at the end of the game when they were kneeing it out in victory formation. That was the only time they didn't put points on the board.
And aren't they even more depleted this week?
Yeah, so their starting rookie corner, he left with a fractured, I said it on Tuesday, but I can't remember if it's a tibia or a fibia, but he's not going to play. Jonathan Jones had a groin injury act up. He ended up coming back to the sideline. Can't recall if he actually got back into the game. So they're left with Noah Igbinoghene and Antonio Hamilton on the outside.
Oh, Noah.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, don't you feel like this could be a double-digit win?
And no Daron Payne either. Their best defensive player is not playing.
I'm with they should be able to score points, but my thought is that they scored 24 points. The Commanders scored 24 against the Lions defense that's better than the Dolphins defense. So is it going to be a low-scoring game? No. But couldn't they both be in the 20s? Yes.
Yeah, it's possible. But the Dolphins defense has also played better as of late.
But they had more opportunities against a Lions team that can move the chains and can get up the field a lot quicker than the Dolphins, to be fair. Like, the Lions, you would imagine, have way more possessions per game than the Dolphins' offense does. I don't think it's as clear-cut as, Hawk, you're making it sound like.
I don't think it's clear-cut until he started talking about that.
No, but when you're saying...
And hey, by the way, if I was making lines, I would never have the Dolphins more than a 2.5-point favorite over anyone, because we've seen them against the worst of the worst in Cleveland, and they lost.
And by the way, Terry McLaurin did not play on Sunday either. I'm not sure if he's going to play.
He's out.
He's not playing this weekend.
He's out.
They were running Robbie Chosen and Treylon Burks out there at wide receiver along with Deebo Samuel against the Lions. I don't know, man. They are depleted just about everywhere.
You said the Dolphins' offense is not anemic, even without Tyreek Hill, but it looked anemic against the Browns, who are not a good team, who also couldn't move the football. And for whatever reason, that week, the Dolphins looked awful. Tua looked awful.
Well, that's why I say they've been schizophrenic. Yeah. Because if you're judging it based on what they did against Buffalo, you'd go, they're going to crush Washington. But if you look at Baltimore or Cleveland or Indianapolis.
But even that Baltimore game, they were outgaining the Ravens in the first half.
True.
It took until the
right, but they
end of the
score.
Third quarter. Of course, no, but they had terrible turnovers, missed field goals. Like, they had a lot of self-inflicted errors against Baltimore that made that look a lot more lopsided. We saw them eliminate those mistakes against Buffalo, and look what happened.
They're 3-7, correct?
Yes.
Are we looking at the three wins, or are we looking at the seven losses? Are we looking at the last four games,
yeah,
the last three games?
Of course. Like, it is certainly valid to say that you don't know which version of them you're going to see. It's just what Washington is putting out there right now is not good.
I mean, people gamble based off what they saw the most recent game, too, though. And so I think there would be, my guess, a lot of action on the Dolphins. Because if you're looking at the most recent game, now, sometimes that's a red flag for... I mean, we'll ask Pizzola in the 4 o'clock hour what he thinks on this game. For me, just based on people analyzing what they saw from the Dolphins and what they've seen from Washington, it seems like a lopsided affair. It just does. Mm-hmm. And the Dolphins defense, someone said, I don't know if it was Solana or Appel, Dolphins defense looked good finally. Like, so I don't know. It looks lopsided. Doesn't mean it's going to be. This could be a blowout for Washington.
Yeah, would not.
Who the hell knows? I mean, who saw what the Dolphins did to Atlanta coming, or what they did to Buffalo? Like, it's just been a schizophrenic team, schizophrenic season. Let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Didn't bring this up yesterday, but Jameis Winston is going to get the start. Any of you guys see some of his press conference yesterday where he's singing Hamilton?
Yeah, it was great.
Greatest city in the world. Like, he's back, baby.
I love that dude.
He's a good dude.
Oh, you know him?
I do know him.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you know him. You have to fit that in there. Good dude, personally.
Yeah, you know, you see him on the pivot. We just kind of cool up in New York.
Chop it up a little bit.
Yeah, you know.
This is really funny. Sticking with the NFL. NFL owners have filed a grievance against the NFLPA to stop the annual report cards.
Hmm.
And apparently Jets owner Woody Johnson has his paws all over this. He called them, quote, totally bogus, but he received an F grade by his own players a season ago.
Right.
It's such fragile egos, these guys, honestly. How about treat your players better? How's that sound?
I think the players are treated just fine.
You'd be surprised.
All right.
I think the owners are just fine. They're billionaires.
Everybody's just fine. Anyone associated with that league seems to be just fine.
Also, the average fan has no idea that survey even exists.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're calling attention to the fact that it does exist, and now a bunch of people who didn't know before that he's getting F grades are finding out that Woody Johnson is getting an F grade.
Does it affect anything?
Wah, the millionaires don't like the way the billionaires are treating them. Oh, so heartbreaking.
But he's the owner. He can't be replaced. Like, you grade a player, you can go upgrade a player.
Right.
You can upgrade owner. You can get kicked out like the boy in Carolina. But you can't upgrade an owner.
Hey, Woody, how about you don't trash your starting quarterback publicly 3 weeks ago and then complain when people don't like how you operate as an owner? It's enough of this guy.
But really, don't upset him. You know, we need Band-Aids. Being honest, I get.
That was Johnson didn't have time to get to the
What are you doing over there? You SARS heaven.
Sorry about that.
Right onto the food.
Oh,
that was not right onto the food. How dare you? Thank you, Jimmy. You're the only one who cares.
You make a weird face when you sneeze, by the way.
Well, don't look at my face that closely when I'm sneezing. How about?
He might break a rib.
Hey, The Athletic, they dropped a contenders versus pretenders list ahead of week 11. Would you guys like to guess some of the what they deem pretenders or contenders in the AFC?
Contenders and pretenders.
Contenders are the big three.
Well, I'll read them to you, and you guys can tell me what
we tell you whether they're an actual contender or a pretender.
And this is, again, not my list. This is according to The Athletic.
Okay.
Yeah. So they'll start at the top, the Colts.
Contender. I got it in first.
We're not racing.
I thought this was a game of speed.
And what did you
I thought this was a game of speed. I hit the buzzer.
There's no buzzer. Yeah.
Well, no one explained this game well.
Contender.
I'm going to go contender.
Pretender.
You can't change your answer.
No, I'm not. This is for the next one.
No,
I got in first.
Still the Colts.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Pretender. So Hawk wins.
Whoa.
You beat me to the buzzer.
You turn anything into a competition around guys, they'll complain for a second, and then they just start to compete.
I almost slapped that table. Hell. I didn't know what's going on.
All right, next one. The Broncos.
Pretender. Am I right?
Pretender.
Right. Sure. That's what I said.
You said
what team was
I did not.
About? What team was
you said the Broncos, and I said pretender, but I did it in lightning quick fashion because I can. You might be quicker on your feet, word stuff and listening and all that
you
stuff.
You hear faster than
I'm
I
like
hear.
A cheetah.
You hear faster than I hear.
Yes, correct.
Hawk doesn't make any sense.
Correct. 100% true. I'm so far ahead of you already. You don't even know. I swear.
You hear noise better than my ears, faster than my ears hear noise.
I'm so ahead. Listen to this. When I snap my fingers, you will have forgotten that. You will have forgotten that.
Yeah. Oh, Jack, don't do that. I was never slow.
Of course you were.
There's some people out there rolling. Pretender, Bronco.
Contender.
Pretender.
Next one, contender.
The...
Now you Patriot. Play with us.
Pretender,
I'm
pretender,
going
pretender,
contender.
Pretender.
I'm going contender.
Pretender.
That's our first contender.
That's the first contender?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
No, that was a contender. Colts were
contender.
No, Colts were a pretender.
Really?
Oh, I don't like that.
Then I'm 0-2. I thought I was 1-0 after the Colts.
They called the Colts pretenders?
And the Broncos pretenders.
Huh. Broncos are pretenders.
All right. Anything else in the headlines? I'm done.
I'm going to keep going.
Give us a couple more.
The Chiefs.
Contenders.
Contenders.
Their whole life.
Jaguars.
Pretender. Oh, stop it.
That's the easiest answer in the world.
Contending.
Seriously.
Contending for what? What are they contending for?
No idea.
Bills.
Pretender.
Contender.
Contender.
No, pretender.
Contender.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a mistake.
That defense is no bueno.
Man, it didn't look like the way against the Chiefs.
They do that thing where they beat the Chiefs in the regular season every year, and they give everybody false hope that they'll do it in the playoffs, and then Patrick Mahomes beats them in the playoffs.
Can't argue, though.
No argument. Yeah. That's, Solana hit me with those stats on there. I was like,
that is correct.
5-1 against Mahomes. That's Josh Allen's record in the regular season. All right, guys. That was contender or pretender.
That was fun, man. That's play the close for that show, Jimmy.
Which one?
Which show?
Which open?
Just wanted to. I asked for a close. I mean, you're really far behind. I know I hear faster than him.
Pretender.
There's this contender or pretender.
Hey, there's the open. Look at that. That was nice. The big voice.
Well done.
All right.
Make sure to never do that again, by the way.
I liked it.
That's sweeping the nation.
Yeah.
People might steal that from us.
Jimmy, you got all dressed up for the potluck, huh? Button-down shirt.
I sure did.
Yeah, you look good. And those are Thanksgiving colors, too. He's wearing autumnal colors.
That's called a guababera.
That's right. You got the guababera.
ESPN West Palm is also doing a show here today, and I think they might steal contender or pretender from us.
Very possible.
We're in 2 hours, we're going to be done. We're going to walk by them. They're going to be playing contender or pretender.
They're going to have actual buzzers. They're going to be wearing sport coats.
I'll go talk to Len right now.
I know why Jimmy got dressed up.
Why?
Because Nancy from Radio Libre was there.
Hey, Jimbo. Oh, it didn't work out with you and Tucker Duke's lady?
Journey.
Journey.
Journey. How are you and Journey doing?
Hola, Nancy.
Paul Maurice said Matthew Tkachuk is going to be back on the ice in 2 weeks. Doesn't mean he's going to play in 2 weeks, but he'll be back on skates.
All right.
All right. And the Patriots host the Jets tonight, 8:15. That's one pretender or one contender versus one done.
Garbage.
Mm-hmm. Done. Yeah, mm-hmm. Garbage.
And the Jets are a pretender.
good call. NFL team.
Good call, Josh.
And to round out your headlines for this hour, Appel, maybe you'd have some more insight into this, but I saw Bob Nightingale tweet out yesterday that Bruce Sherman, Marlins owner, told several Marlins employees that he fully expects Sandy Alcantara to be on the roster opening day, but they're also not shutting off talks with potential suitors. Not that that's big news.
Go ahead, Josh.
So basically what he's saying there is, if you can read between the lines, Sandy Alcantara is going to be a Marlin at the start of next season, unless he's not.
All right.
Not that it's big news, but.
Fair enough.
I wonder which employees he's telling. Is he walking through the marketing cubicles and whispering to one of the employees, "Hey guys, Sandy, he's going to be here."
Should they trade him from a baseball perspective?
If there wasn't,
what is going on here? What?
What other perspective would there be?
Should Sandy Alcantara be traded on November 13th? We're doing this?
I'll do it if he asks me.
I noticed you jumped right in. I've never seen you more excited.
Yeah. Well, what better time to ask? I mean, we're close to winter meetings.
What better time to ask?
Contender.
I probably can give you 340 days better to ask than this particular day.
Winter meetings are right around the corner.
Yeah, okay.
What, never too early to cover winter meetings.
All right.
And the Marlins' direction.
Where are the weedings?
Hey.
Oh, I know. Good wombo, though.
Thank you.
You want me to answer that, or?
We still got that big, tall pitcher.
Yuri, yeah.
Yeah, we don't need Sandy.
Well, I don't know about that.
How's Augustine Ramirez doing?
All right. Come on.
Oh, sorry, Hawk. I'm asking about a local player, and we're not talking about Josh Giddey here for 30 minutes. Sorry. Your weather is sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillzoneAC.com. It is in the 70s in South Florida. Wow, look at the flags gusting. Some winds as well. Tonight, the lows will be in the 60s.
Right. But the flags aren't gusting.
The flags are gusting.
No, the wind is. There's wind gusts pushing the flag.
No, we understand how wind gusts work. Flags are not gusting. The wind is gusting.
No,
you said,
I
look at the flags. They're gusting. And then you said, and there's wind, too.
That's a good point.
Do you understand how a flag moves?
Did you see the auroras last night?
The aurora borealis? Mm-hmm.
Did you see them? Apparently, we had visibility, light visibility in parts of South Florida last night.
I don't think in South Florida. I think it was as south as Orlando.
I saw the map. In parts of South Florida and the west coast of Florida, there was some limited visibility yesterday. So I wonder if you had brought it up, if you had seen it.
No, but Lori's always wanted to go see the aurora borealis.
Yeah. I get the idea.
You can see it from here?
Well, I don't think he's
not
right on
Borealis.
That. But you down as far south as Orlando, which was shocking, but that's just the way that it was.
Correct. But for whatever reason, because of the climate and cloud coverage yesterday across the United States, especially on the West Coast, it was as well as you could see the auroras in decades.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's true.
That cold front brought it in.
It was the cold front.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'd like to officially go on record. I am wearing underwear today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We are at the Amerant Bank Arena where the Panthers take the ice tonight after a little road trip. I think they went 2-2 on the
road trip. West Coast, California road trip.
What do we know? Josh Appel is sitting here with me and Crowder and Solana. What do we know about the Panthers through 16 games this season? Because I know they're near the bottom of the points in the East, but also they're so injured and had played so much hockey leading into the season. So what do we know? Do we know anything? Are they any different, I guess, than what they were the last couple seasons when they're full strength?
So I would say that the way that they're trudging through these games right now is very similar to Paul Maurice's first season here, where at least now they know the system they want to play and they execute that well. Paul Ball, we've talked about that plenty over the years, but they are bottom of the league this year, dead last, the last I looked, in expected goal differential, which basically means their expected goals to actual goals that they produce doesn't match up. It's the biggest difference in the entire league. So they're creating the chances, they're getting to good spots, they're suppressing chances, but they're not going in. And when another team gets their chance, it seems like they're converting a lot. They don't give up a lot of shots, but Bobrovsky's save percentage is under 900 this season. So from that perspective, it feels like this team is ready to reel off a 7 out of 8.
Does that mean they're just unlucky? How you extrapolate that?
They're not getting a lot of puck luck so far this year. They have played some games really, really well and not gotten the results that maybe they deserved. But Hawk, it's just hockey.
It's just hockey.
It's just hockey sometimes.
Just hockey.
They are so banged up, though. The news that Solana told us in the last set of headlines is good. Matthew Tkachuk, also on his new podcast, was talking about it as well, that it seems like we are getting closer to his return to the lineup. He says he's never felt better physically. So as long as this team can just stay above water until they get Tkachuk back, I think they're going to be okay. I mean, look, right now the Panthers are 3 points out of third place in the Atlantic Division. They are 2 points out of a wild card spot. Everybody's so bunched together right now, they're going to be okay. This team's going to turn it on. They're going to go on a run like they always do. It'll just be – hopefully they don't get any more hurt than they are right now. And you think about it, like, Carter Verhaeghe's not producing like he normally does. Sam Bennett is not producing like he normally does. And now those guys are all on big contracts. Thank goodness. And Brad Marchand is off to one of the best – I think the best goal-scoring start in his career.
He looks as good – like, he looks I don't understand what I'm watching with him out there.
Where this team would be without him – I have no idea. He has been their MVP to this point and kept them afloat. I just – the injuries, the amount of hockey they played over the last 3 years, and just puck luck early in the season hasn't really been going their way. They are 5-1-1 at home, though, so maybe that'll change their fortune tonight.
And you talked about Bob's save percentage being down. Is that puck luck as well, or is – we're not waiting for him to get old, but
– So here's the thing. They don't give up a lot of shots in these games. So if he lets in two or three, that percentage,
the percentage is higher than
I mean, he's had some stinkers this year, don't get me wrong, but like, we're at the point now where no matter what his numbers are, you trust Bob in every situation because of what you've seen from him over the last 3 years. So again, not worried there. They're gonna be okay. They are. Carter Verhaeghe's not going to sit on two goals the entire
season. Brad Marchand is playing, I think, the best hockey. Who's had the slowest start where you're like, what is going on there? Is it Verhaeghe?
It's Verhaeghe and Bennett for me. And I was actually just reading, this is from Jacob from the Panther Puri Florida Hockey Now podcast. At 5-on-5 this year, Carter Verhaeghe has taken 63 shot attempts. Of those, 57% have either been blocked or missed the net. The only player with a worse shooting percentage missing the net is Sam Reinhart, but four of his have gone in versus Carter Verhaeghe's one. So he's taken a lot of shots, but they aren't getting on target. He's only got a couple this season. I would imagine the way that he scores in his career, very streaky, that it just takes one and he'll get going.
Oh, I was taking a video up on the board there. I saw David's ACL surgeon, Dr. Ross.
Oh, I thought you were filming the gusting flags.
I saw Dr. Ross up there. I thought it was kind of cool.
Hey, Appel, I know we're a ways out, and it's too early to really know, but do you imagine the Panthers would consider, just based on the injuries, Tkachuk, I know we expect him back, but who knows when he's really going to be back at full strength. Barkey, who knows when he's going to be back. Do you anticipate the Panthers at all embracing like a pause year and not being super active at the trade deadline? Because there's two ways I think they can approach it. They kind of just float around, hanging around how they're hanging around right now, and then they say, "Hey, let's even use deep draft capital, even more future years, right? Deeper on to try to win this year again, make it four in a row, or kind of play the long game and say, hey, tough luck this year. We've won three straight. Let's settle down and try to rebuild for next season."
It's almost a similar situation to what the Celtics are trying to juggle with Jason Tatum and whether or not they can hang around or whether they should rush him back. I think the Panthers are in a really similar spot, but I don't think Bill Zito is wired that way to just saying, "All right, we're gonna waste a season here." Like, you just paid a lot of guys a lot of money, and you're gonna want to get your return on that. If this thing starts to, you know, hang around where they are and they're just kind of middling right around 500 and they don't have the run that I'm expecting them to have, I could see him making a move to try and shake things up and add something to this roster going into the trade deadline, even before that, just so they can remain in contention, because Bill Zito's not a guy that wants to sit around and waste time. I don't think he's wired that way. I don't think this organization is wired that way.
But sometimes when you have, you know, your best player, your captain – and Barkov goes out to start the season.
It's a legitimate question, yeah,
and,
for sure.
And there's just a lot of factors at play.
And like, the fact that they've played so much hockey, whatever, that you would almost go, hey, breather for everybody.
Well, it's just not realistic, right? Yeah. Like, hey, let's trade a first-round pick for 3 years from now when you've already given up a couple firsts, and move on from maybe, you know, a core player right now to try to go bring a couple other pieces to help you now when your odds aren't great already because of all the injuries. It might just be a bit more of a prudent decision to say, hey, it's just not going to happen this year no matter what we do. Let's be ready for next season.
I think that maybe they wouldn't be as aggressive and say, hey, we're going to trade Spencer Knight for Seth Jones, or we're going to try and get Brad Marchand. Maybe like on the aggressive scale, they're at like a 7 versus a 10 like they have been at the deadline the last couple of years. But again, like this organization is just not wired that way. And if they are as good as they think they are and as they are, like a first-round pick is going to be at the back half of the first round. It's not a lottery pick, you know. So they've already been very clear about parting ways with those picks for other players. I don't think, and I would hope, that we wouldn't see them trade roster guys who are on the younger side that could fetch back a big return just to, you know, for the sake of making a move. I would be fine if they went ahead and were like, all right, we got draft picks, and if someone will take for the draft capital we have, great, but we're not going to do anything with the roster players that we have right now.
All right. Josh Appel, thank you. You have a game tonight here at the Amerant Bank Arena, which is where we are. Let's give away
I meant
Panthers fans.
Oh, okay.
4 o'clock hour is coming up. Rob Pizzola is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.